I speak to you now in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. At the end of the psalm this morning, we read those words, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Time and time again, I've been asked the question, how can you have wisdom when you're afraid of the Lord? How can you be positive? How can you go ahead if you're afraid of things? That's how many people who have read this verse over and over again see the phrase, fear of the Lord, being afraid of things, to work, afraid to work that something may happen, afraid to follow something because I can't put my trust in that leader, or I'm afraid to do something because I may fail, or I may get lost. I've also heard that phrase used in a different way. How many times have I told you, I'll put the fear of God in you? I see some heads nodding yes. When I was in the mission field, and I began my ministry many, many years ago, sometimes I would go into a house and to visit a family, a pastoral visit, and the children would be acting up, as they say, you know, running around, making a noise, and often the mother would say to the kids, if you don't behave yourself, the parson's going to take you away in his boat. Some of the kids were afraid of that, and until one young fellow spoke up and he said, that mean I can get a ride in the pastor's boat? He was quite happy to be able to be told that. We are afraid. Is that the right way to interpret that phrase? I think it's a very misunderstanding of the phrase, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is not to be afraid, but just the opposite. It is trust in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord. It is a positive yes. Even a pious word can come in there. Yes, we are called to trust in God. And we are to look up to God, in a sense, to reverence God, to hold God in sort of an awesome type of a way in our lives. And we see this in our readings in the scriptures today. In the Old Testament reading, the first reading, Solomon has just become king after the death of his father David. And in this reading this morning, Solomon has a dream, and he's in conversation with God. God says to him, well, Solomon, you ask, and whatever you ask, I will give it to you. What a chance Solomon had. You know, he could have asked for all kinds of riches, more than what he already had. He could have asked for a bigger army and all that sort of thing than he already had. He could have had the whole command of everything, because God said to him, you ask and I will give you. He could have power and riches and strength, you name it. But instead of that, he says, give your servant an understanding, a mind to govern your people, to be able to discern between good and evil. Give your servant an understanding mind. It wasn't something he was bragging for or wanted for himself or was going to be powerful and all that sort of thing. But he simply asked for a good understanding of how to live his life as a king of Israel. And God replies in a dream, okay, Samuel, I will give you a wise and a discerning heart. Solomon shows his fear of God in that. We see as we read about Solomon later on in that particular book, we see a trusting, faithful reverence of looking up to God that Solomon has. And he moves forward in a very positive, successful way. as his fear grows, as his understanding grows, as his trust grows, so does his wisdom in the journey ahead of him. Let's jump ahead to Paul speaking to the early church at Ephesus in the second reading. And we hear Paul saying to the early Christians, live in a way where you are called to fear the Lord. Instead of being unwise, be wise. Instead of being foolish, be understanding. Instead of being drunk, be filled with the Spirit. Sing, make melody to the Lord, he says, giving thanks to God the Father at all times for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, be positive, be trusting, believe, have faith, fear the Lord in that way. And that is a challenge for us today in this world. And people say, how can we fear the Lord in this day and age? In this world with all the uncertainties around us. Look at the political scene of the world. Internationally, nationally, even with our own municipality, there are all kinds of frustrations with the politics of today. We are uncertain about the economy of our country with what is happening with tariffs being thrown at it and all that sort of upsetness. We are uncertain about world peace with countries starting to object to each other, with the rise of certain right, extreme right-wing versus left-wing attitudes in the politics. How can we have peace when we hear tell of that thing? How certain can we be and positive with the natural disasters that beset us? How many of you looked at the sun this morning? It was a red circle in the sky because of the forest fires in our province. How certain can we be? How can we live with that sort of thing? Hearing tell of an earthquake, hearing tell of a volcano exploding, hearing tell of torrential floods, the whole natural world seems to be upside down. How can we be faithful and trusting that God is concerned for his world, we say, or even in our own personal lives? How certain can we be? I'm afraid of what the boss will say if I do that. How can I be certain of life, about my friends? They seem to be a bit off those days. How can I? I'm afraid. Instead of, I fear in the positive way. The gospel this morning calls us into a positive way to set aside the fearfulness and to take on a positive meaning of being the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. We hear Jesus again calling us, telling us that he is the living bread, and he calls us to eat that living bread. In other words, to trust in him, to follow him, to listen to him, to make that sort of the center of our life. And we hear him say to us, as we eat, we will get that strength to go forward in our lives, in our own personal lives, in our own country, in our own world. In the midst of all our uncertainties, in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our concerns, because he is the life of the world. Jesus calls us to partake of this bread, and in so doing, we will be filled with the fear of the Lord, the faith, the trust, and the confidence that it will give us to go forward in a positive way. There we are living in the life of Jesus. Let us do that just as we come to the table to receive his body and blood this morning, as we receive the bread and the wine at the altar. Let us go forward in the fear of the Lord, for that is the beginning of wisdom. Amen.